Hey, you guys. Top of the top, it's your girl Cocaine Kisses. You already know what it is. I'm in the building. And you're in the building, and we're here. So, you know how this goes. Let's just jump right into it. Shall we? We shall.
Eight, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
You already know. It is July 1st. It is the first of the fucking month, people. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. It's the first of the month. Yeah. So much to fucking talking about. Look, I'm telling you, it's too, you guys, I'm lighting the blood now. You know I'm all the way authentic. So you're going to hear a lot of bloopers, a lot of like, what did she say? Yeah. Hashtag Shrek. But it's me, right? And I know you wouldn't want me any other fucking way. So much to talk about. Shout out to Jay-Z this morning, always. That's that nigga though. Yeah, we got a lot of shit to talk about. So let me first start off. Let me light this fucking blunt because I'm trying to tell you. I received my LSAT scores, guys. Yeah, so I'm gonna say this. I'm not happy at all with my scores. And I'm glad that I'm not happy, because I am never going to settle for something that I do not want. So all that did was give me ammunition to try again. And it actually shows a lot about my tenacity. So I want to share with anybody this morning, if something in your life that you want or wanted the first time around didn't go, or even the second time around didn't or doesn't go the way you anticipate, if it's something you truly want, I mean truly want, I wouldn't give up. You know, great things are not always accomplished the first time around. I, for one, will tell you this. I'm a goal-getter. So if I don't accomplish something the first, second, third, fourth, I don't give a fuck how many times it takes me to have to get what it is I desire to get. If it be God's will, I'm going to keep going for it. So for me, what my scores did was show me that I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. And I can take that information and grow from it. You know, some people would have looked at the test and saw that they didn't get the score that they anticipated and would have gotten discouraged, would have gotten angry. And don't get me wrong, you guys, I was not happy with the score. Like, I'd be a fucking liar to sit here and be like, oh yes, well, you know. No, I was like, what the fuck? True shit. But the me and me told she and her, like, bitch, see this shit in August. So I'll be right back at it in August. You know I am. And I'll be back at it until I get the score that I desire. It's just that fucking simple, you guys. So I wanted to tell you guys, I love you and I appreciate you guys for all your support. No, Co is still at it. Don't ever think that I'm not going to continue pursuing the things that matter to me. I mean, I've gotten this far, right? Exactly. Like, imagine if I didn't keep going. Do you know where I started? So yeah, that doesn't discourage me. I'm on it. And I hope me sharing this truth inspires someone out there that's listening to me, that even if it didn't work out right the first time or the second time, or how many times you keep attempting, you only fail when you stop trying. All right, if you really want it, go get that shit. I'm moving forward though. So let's see here. So much to discuss, you guys. So fucking much to discuss. So don't get it twisted. I still got your URL battles coming up. That shit is work. I'm in the process, actually, of writing those rounds out. So I said, let me just give you guys this before I give you that later on. Hopefully this evening. I was at some point, after I spoke to you guys in the last segment, going to hop on some things that occurred at the BET Awards, but I don't really feel the need to do that. Like, it's the BET Awards, either you saw it or you didn't. I'm pretty certain that if you didn't see it and you want to see it, there's nothing stopping you from doing such. Whether you have cable or not, you can catch the awards. I was going to touch a brief on Cardi's pregnancy. I'll say this much. Congratulations to you, Cardi. Many of us already knew you were pregnant. It's hard to keep things secret when you are of a... Many of us had already... I mean, and as I was saying, I'm sorry, sidetracked. It's hard to keep things secret when you're, you know, such a icon or such a... influencer or such a celebrity, if you will. So, you know, many of us knew about the pregnancy maybe about 2 weeks ago. Somebody leaked it or leaked the possibilities of it being true. And as we all know now, it is. So congratulations to her. Baby predictions. You know I get this shit. You know I do this. I definitely predicted Nikki's son. If you don't believe me, go back those episodes. Yeah. My predictions, she's gonna have a boy. So we'll see how this goes. And I'm gonna just leave that at that. I'm not gonna tell you why I'm saying it's a boy. I'm just gonna tell you my predictions is that Cardi's gonna have a boy. Either way, I do hope she has a healthy child, and shout out to her. And Offset. So yeah, let's get into some of the other shit that I would like to talk to you about this morning. First and foremost, okay? Starting with Bill Cosby and his conviction being overturned. Now, I know this is going to create a whole bunch of controversy. Like, we're not going to act like it's not, right? And this information actually came out yesterday, June 30th. When I got the information, because I be getting shit quick, y'all. I just sit on shit. I'm going to stop doing that. But I got the information and then I was like, undecided as to whether I wanted to talk about it yesterday or today. So Spirit told me, you know, talk about it today. But yes, when it comes to Bill Cosby and what he actually experienced with this conviction, there are a lot of us that are literally on the fence with this. Some people believe that, you know, he did these allegations and they feel as though him going to prison was justice, right? And then you have others who completely disapproved of the conviction and was just flabbergasted that this man was even going to prison. Not so much for the crime, but the amount of time that this crime was first alleged to have been committed, and just the overall evidence that was produced in this case. So I'm going to give you my personal opinion. This is not facts. This is my personal opinion, right? So regardless of how you feel, this is cold talking to you right now, right? So just let me fuck with you. Bill Cosby, to me, is nothing short of amazing, right? So I'm not here to criticize what he has done in this situation that he was convicted of, that's now been overturned. I am discussing the presentation of the man I saw and witnessed as a child from the TV screen, right? And we can argue that everything you see isn't what it is. That's absolutely accurate. But how could I frown upon a man that is accredited in my life for giving me the inspiration and encouragement to be more than what I saw in my immediate demographics? Because I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I didn't grow up in a gated community. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood where it was middle quote class. If it was middle class, it was because of the drug money that was coming through. Shout out to the block. But I didn't grow up privileged at all. So to be a young, dark-skinned black girl, right, in the late 80s and early 90s, watching the Cosby Show, watching A Different World, even on Saturdays, being able to see snippets of Fat Albert and shit. Those experiences I had shaped who I've become. I'm gonna just be honest. I didn't know shit about college. I didn't even think that was something black people really did. Like, I'ma just keep it a tall. When I was younger, like, there was no niggas in my hood going to no fucking college. I don't know about you, your life, and where you lived. But where the fuck I'm from, shout out 6-5 and Walton. There wasn't a bunch of motherfuckers graduating. You, college, niggas wasn't even graduating from Training Animals for Tomorrow. Shout out to Taff. Yeah. So, who was thinking about college? You know? My truth, my dad didn't go to college. He definitely got a high school diploma. Love you, Dad. my mom's at that time had not went to college, or if she did, she didn't complete it. You know, the people in my immediate family that did go to college was fucking bougie as fuck. Them was the, and they had money. I'm saying we ain't had no money like that. So to me, college equated wealthy people, white people, privileged people go to college. Niggas don't go to college. And at the time, I categorized myself as a little nigga, right? So I wasn't thinking about no fucking college, you know? I understood that there was a very different world going on from the world that I lived in versus the world that the world showed you. I mean, just think about it. If you're 82, baby, anywhere between, I want to say, 81 to 84, right? You probably grew up watching Saved by the Bell, right? If you a nigga, don't act like you ain't watched that cracker shit. I love that shit, all right? I loved it. Don't get offensive, white people, if you hear me say cracker. I call my black people niggas. It's all love. Stop with this sensitive shit. Please, people, please. But hey, if you take it left, that's on you. I've already told you where I stand with it. But Saved by the Bell had me fucked up in the head. I'll get back to the Cosby Show, but I'm trying to make a point here. Where I actually thought high school was like that, my nigga. Like, I saw this high school on TV and thought that when I went to high school, that's exactly how it was going to be. We was going to have driving course lessons. We were going to have a fucking, what was that, the Den or wherever the fuck they went. Oh, no, the Den was Moesha. Sorry. Wherever that was that the motherfuckers went to eat and poly and all that, football fields and football teams. Yeah, I thought high school was like that until I went to high school. Shout out Jane Addams. Right? So I say that to say, I held on to the perception of what I saw Bill Cosby represent to be able to instill in myself tools that I thought was necessary for success, right? And it's no secret that The Cosby Show is and was my favorite black TV sitcom. I learned a lot from Bill. I learned a lot of history from Bill. I learned innovative ways to deal with my children today as a parent because of The Cosby Show. I considered college just because of a different world. I wanted to be that first person in my family who did that. And I am the first person in my immediate family. So that would be my mom, my dad, and my sister who graduated from college and grad school. And it's not solely him that I accredited this too, it's many other people that influenced and inspired me to go as far as I have gone, but he is certainly one of them. And what transpired with him in this situation really changed the outlook people had when it came to Bill, and it hurt me. For me, it hurt to see how quick we will change how we feel about somebody when none of us are perfect. None of us. Personally, I feel he's done more rights than wrongs when it comes to the way he's lived his life. I don't personally know Bill, but I'm here to tell you he did something right, you guys. He fucking did. Because I stand here today inspired, or was inspired, because I still am, to keep going and to never give up and to never stop wanting better for myself. So let's just get right into what the heck happened yesterday. And many of you guys, again, we can always agree to disagree. You may be like, oh, you fucking bugging. That nigga is he did that shit, that's fucked up, he deserved to be in prison. And that's your opinion. You probably say the same shit about Kells. And that's your opinion, right? I respect it. But please respect mine as well. Because I don't feel like Bill should have been in jail. I feel like this whole shit was a fiasco from day one. I'm not here to be his judge or jury. I'm just telling you from a personal perspective. Mine and solely mine. He's still that nigga to me. I still appreciate what he's contributed to Black history. And I am very glad that he has been released. So whether you like that I said that or not, it's my show and we're going to give Bill Cosby a fucking round of applause. And while we're giving Bill a round of applause, we solely should allow ourselves the opportunity to embrace what it is that man, or how that man, I should say, has impacted your life. Round of applause, too, for Felicia Rashad. Who naturally critics are condemning because she vocalized her opinion on his release and how she felt about it. And let me tell you something, all right? I need to meet these fucking people. Because for one, Felicia Rashad, if I'm ever blessed to know that you heard my segment, I love you. You are the sexiest lawyer ever. And I know you're not a lawyer in real life, but when I was growing up, you influenced why I'm going so hard to become one. All right? I just wanted to let you know. Sexy, sexy. One of the most beautiful, charismatic, intelligent, talented, amazing women. Or woman, yes, woman, that has graced our eyes on television, on Broadway. Her acting is fucking phenomenal. This woman and just ages so gracefully. Shout out to your sister, Debbie Allen. You guys encouraged the ability to love yourself and be proud of who you are. These shows and women like yourself, Felicia, if you ever hear me, are inspiring by far. This is why I love my blackness. You heard? Shit like that. This is why I love, amongst a bunch of other reasons, but it's women like her, her sister, and so many others that make me so proud to be black. So let me, because you know me, I'll just jump off into, start going somewhere else with the shit. So, stay focused, and get straight to it and give it to you the way you need to get it. So yesterday, Bill Cosby was freed from prison. His sex conviction got overturned, as I was telling you. And some people just was not happy about that. Now, what happened was Pennsylvania's highest court, you know, this is where the case was conducted, threw out the sexual assault conviction and released them yesterday. Based on the prosecutor who brought the case forward, it was believed that the case was bound by the prosecutor's predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. So I am very glad that he is no longer in prison, you guys. I really am. I've seen people do worse things and walk away. I'm not here to say whether he did it or didn't do it. I'm just saying that I believed the case and the charge itself was preposterous. That's my opinion. It's like almost the world was trying to make an example out of Bill, and it just disgusted me. It's like they wanted to rip everything that was positive, everything that was associated with him, that equate greatness, away from him. It's like they wanted his legacy to be tainted. So you guys know Bill was in jail for close to 3 years. He was serving a 3 to 10 year sentence. And if you didn't know why, the 3 to 10 year sentence was for drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. Yeah, and what year did this go on trial? 2018, right? So that would be... that would have been 14 years after the incident it went to trial. Interesting enough, you know. I'm not here to say why it took 14 years for this to be exposed, but I will tell you the allegations of what occurred in 2004. I'm glad that he's home, you guys. And I know he's glad to be home with his family, his lovely wife, Camille. Yeah. Come on, man. That was Mr. Pudding. Jell-O pudding, people. I, like many people who did support Cosby, do believe that his 3 years that he served was definitely unjust. But he did it with dignity and respect and principle. I'm glad that he did not die, honestly, behind them walls. Dead ass. God is good all the time. This world's a piece of work, I tell you, boy. Now, this is why I have very mixed feelings about the whole presentation of this case overall. It's because, like all crimes, there's a statute of limitation on them. All with the exception of murder, you guys. So when it comes to rape, each state has their own limitations, statute of limitations on the charges or on the crimes committed. So for the crime that Bill was convicted of, the statute of limitations for that is 12 years, right? The charges that were filed against him were filed, you guys, just days before the 12-year statute of limitations was about to run out. So I'm trying to figure out, was it really about what he went to court for, or was something else in play, and we just use that as a way to fuck him up the ass with no grease? Because that's how I feel. And there's so many theories as to why those allegations came out days before the statute of limitation was about to run out. Many people have argued that Bill was in the process of trying to buy CBS or own it, if I'm not mistaken. And because it's alleged, you guys, that the people that own CBS felt that he was getting bigger than his britches and didn't like the fact that he was trying to be a black man with more power than they wanted him to have, or more power than they were willing to give him, is why this occurred. It's almost like that you bit the hand that feeds you type of concept. That's theory. That's in theory, right? But whatever the case is, or whatever we project or assume or think we know, the facts still remain that this case that was presented, or these charges, were filed against him days before the limitations was about to run out. And I just find that very, interesting, simple enough. I find it very interesting that this individual waited so long. And I'm not saying people don't wait long to tell their truth. It's just kind of sketchy for me, you know? But nonetheless, these are the facts. According to the media, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court stated that Wednesday, District Attorney Kevin Steele, who was the one who made the decision to actually arrest Bill, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Bill, though there was no evidence that agreement was ever put in writing. So Justice David Wecht, I believe that's how you say his name, writing for a split court, said that Bill had relied on the previous district attorney's decision not to charge him when he gave his potentially incriminating testimony in Constance's civil case. The justices said that the overturning of the conviction and bearing any further prosecution, quote, is the only remedy that comports with society's reasonable expectations of its elected prosecutors and our criminal justice system, end quote. I'm just so glad this man is home. I am really just so glad this man is home. Word up. So, Bill, I'm going to just give these niggas a quick rundown of your resume. Niggas is acting like you ain't Bill. In 1965, Bill became the first African-American to star in a television drama, appearing on a show, I Spy, in 1965. By 1972... the animated children's show Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids debuted, and it became a regular on Saturday mornings. Most of the storyline from Fat Albert comes from Bill's comedy albums and many of his, you know, memories as a child. He served as the executive producer and the host of that animation series. 1984, you have the legendary Cosby Show. And if you black and you ain't fuck with the Cosby Show, I don't even know, nigga. I don't even know about you. As I was saying, the Cosby Show premiered in 1984. It stayed in the top 20 until its final episode in 1992. Where he just broke barriers in television. You guys know them. You know that. He also was the executive producer, if I'm not mistaken, or definitely had input involved. No, he was. I think he was a producer as well of A Different World. And then you have this dumb shit in 2005. So in between all of that, you had many of movies. Ghost Dad was a favorite of mine. I loved Ghost Dad. And yeah, I just felt it was my duty with my platform to show love to Bill this morning. Because despite how the world projected him in these last couple of years, if I fucks with somebody, I fucks with them. I don't stop fucking with them because of what somebody said they did, what they've done, because we've all done something, right? Just imagine if God stopped fucking with us because of the shit we did. Where the fuck would we be, right? So, you know, people, it's a huge double standard in this world. And we also pick and choose who we want to make examples out of, right? We know that to be a fact. This man is an intellectual. Has his PhD, folks. I'm gonna get there, Bill. I'm gonna get there. But for people to be upset with Felicia Rashad because she tweeted, finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. Fuck all y'all niggas who had or felt some sort of way about what Felicia said. Nigga, fuck y'all. She know that man. Y'all criticizing her probably don't even know that man like she know that man. You see what I'm saying? This world is nasty sometimes. Just so nasty in how it depicts people and picks and chooses who to glorify and who to condemn. It's nasty. This is why if Cole fuck with you, I fucks with you, my nigga. The only way I won't fuck with you is if you do something directly to me or do something that jeopardizes the whole of the collectives in order for me to look at you indifferent. I pray that God allows him double the years that he had to spend in jail to be able to be with his family. For real. Because there's a lot of other motherfuckers I can think about that didn't go to jail. That seemed like they should have. And I don't wish jail on anybody, but some people need to be away from society, folks. It's just a fact. So I stand here today, glad to know that Bill is home. And I hope you're glad too. If you're not, so what? It doesn't matter. He's on anyway. So yeah, get over it. Moving right along though. What the fuck is going on with Wendy Williams? Yeah, because homegirl. No, can't call her homegirl. Yo, every time I think of Wendy Williams, I'm so sorry. All I keep hearing in my head, you guys, is Nikki saying, Mr. Williams. I don't give a fuck. I ain't say it first. Shit, if I did, so fucking what? If I had been the one to say it first. This shit is funny. So I can't think of Wendy no other way but Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams. I know it's Mr. Wendell, but Mr. Williams just rings a better tune. Anyway, this lady has been spotted the other day in New York City, coming out of a brunch date with Ray J. Ray J, you guys should know, is the brother of Brandy. And I'm a little baffled by their interactions. Like, the actual picture that the media caught of them looks a little suspicious. I ain't gonna hold y'all. This nigga's holding an arm. They look like a couple. They look like a couple. But she indicated that, you know, Ray J treated her to brunch. And there's nothing wrong with friends going out for lunch, right, guys? Enjoying themselves. Because I could have sworn she was just in a relationship with Gary Owens. At least that's what the media put out there. Which was a little unorthodox for me. Because, Gary, you just divorced your wife. And you're a month later, less than, in the media being tied to Wendy Williams romantically. Yeah. So, that part though, Wendy, Ray J, Gary Owens, I guess some people just do what they do to get their name buzzing. And don't think that celebrities don't do that. Like, a lot of times when you see things appearing in the media about celebrities, athletes, actors, musicians, entertainers, a lot of that shit is just done to get a rise out of the masses. You know the saying, bad publicity is still publicity, and it makes it good publicity at some point because you're being talked about, right? And that's all people want to do is generate a buzz, right? So this is what people do to generate a buzz. Whether what you read is accurate or not is getting you to talk about it. And that's the primary concern. We want people talking about this, so we're going to present information as this and then let people draw their own conclusions. That's generally how it would work. That's how it does work. So, yeah. Wendy Williams and Ray J, I'm pretty sure you guys will be explaining yourselves soon. Or maybe not. But the U.S. Sun definitely did catch y'all niggas. Sure did. Also, I wanted to indicate the rumors about Biz Markie being dead. You know, we got to stop this, people. It's like we get more satisfaction in saying somebody is dead or being the first to say that they're dead than we actually pay homage to them while they're still fucking breathing. Are we obsessed with people dying, folks? Like, I don't know why we're more concerned about when a person dies than we're concerned about what's going on with them while they're still fucking breathing. But for those who heard the rumors that Biz Markie is dead, he is not. He is, however, in hospice with brain damage. So, he's receiving around-the-clock medical care. And we pray for his restorance of health. Biz Markie is that nigga. If you're a true hip-hop head, you definitely better be paying homage to Biz Markie, and I ask that you send him prayers. You got what I need. Come on, y'all. Y'all probably gonna be disgusted by this. Who gives a fuck, right? You're listening to me. You know how this goes. My favorite Biz Markie song is, I don't even think this is the name of it, but it's Sitting on a Toilet, I think. Waiting for my bowels to move. Yeah, I know. I'm an 80s baby. What the fuck, yo? Me and my dad, to be honest, we used to love the shit out that song. Literally. Yo. But Biz Markie definitely has super classics. He's that nigga. And so, wishing you the best and your speedy recovery. Really do hope that you pull through. And yeah, people, stop with this bullshit, all right? Stop being so thirsty to put out negative shit, huh? Because you never know who's going to be just as quick to put some negative shit out about your ass, all right? Moving forward, though. Bow Wow announced that he's done with rap. Says it brings too much stress. I didn't know Bow Wow was still rapping. I'm just saying. Shout out to you, Bow Wow. I didn't know you were still current in your career, but I don't blame you at this point for retiring. Rap is definitely not the same, and I do understand all things evolve, but not all things evolve for the best, people. Hip hop has definitely took a turn. I don't know if it's actually a turn for the best, but it's taken a turn. Bow Wow said that he's at peace now. He says, quote. Y'all niggas see why I don't be wanting to rap no motherfucking more? This is exactly why I'm at peace. I'm at peace, man. I like hosting my shit, making more money than half of y'all rap niggas. I like doing my podcast. Shout out to that, because I love doing my podcast too. So I can get that. I could definitely dig that. He said, this shit right here is the number one reason why a nigga don't want to rap no more. This is the reason why I do movies and I do so much other shit. It's because rap shit brings stress. Now, I'm not a rapper, but I've been watching the rap game, and I can say from an outside perspective, rappers do have a very stressful life. Amen? Amen? Somebody say amen. Y'all niggas see the money, the fame, the attention, the women, the men, whatever, the jewelry, the houses, and you get so caught up in that, and you think that equates a perfect life. And you have no fucking idea. Because you can have all of those things and be completely fucking miserable because you don't have the things that money cannot buy, which is time. You can't get time that's lost. You can't get peace if you don't actually have it. You can't buy peace. You can't buy happiness. And you definitely cannot buy love, no matter how much motherfuckers try. Not real love, that is. Not true love. You can buy fake love. Who the fuck wants to spend real money on fake love? That's just an oxymoron, but yeah. Shout out to you though, Bow Wow. I ain't even mad at you. You gotta do what's best for you. Moving forward, and forward we shall move. America's first black billionaire calls for $14 trillion in slavery reparations. Now that's something I definitely, definitely am eager to know more about. And you should be too. Especially if you're black. Because we always hear talk of reparations, but that's all it normally just pans out to be. Talk, right? Well, Robert Johnson is calling for the government to pay $14 trillion in reparations to black Americans as an apology for slavery, the Jim Crow era, and racism, past and present. Now, you guys should know who Robert Johnson is. If you don't, please allow me to enlighten you. Robert Johnson is the nation's first black billionaire. So, he's 75 years old, and he is who was the founder of BET. He stated that reparations would require the entire country to admit that the result of slavery has been 200 years of systematic racism. And he also quoted saying that for that reason, black folks have been denied 13 to 15 trillion of wealth, and therefore we as a country now must atone by paying black people of all stripes, the rich ones, the poor ones, and the middle, out of our pocket. That's a motherfucking Snapple fact. Now, see, this is where it's going to get real crazy. Before I even get into where it's going to get real crazy, let me just finish out what he's saying. He also indicates that no black American should be exempt from the payments, meaning even the rich, such as himself. Oprah Winfrey, people like Michael Jordan and LeBron James should also be eligible to receive these checks. And that change needs to come now. We don't need to still keep waiting on change. We've been waiting on change since Sam Cooke wrote the fucking song. When we gonna do something? Now this is where it's gonna get weird. Because motherfuckers who didn't like black people, motherfuckers who was quick to be like, I'm not black, because they skin tone showed melanin. The second these reparations get passed, oh, everybody's a nigga now. Which ultimately was what many of us was already trying to tell you motherfuckers, because the first man is a black man, right? But you're going to have a whole lot of people who jump on a black bandwagon, and you see that even today, you know? It's always all right to be black when black people are benefiting from something. The minute we're going through some kind of strife, struggle, stress, niggas start disassociating themselves from black real quick. You even got some black people, Candace Owens, who starts acting like they are not even black themselves. And maybe they don't say that initially, but their movements and their actions suggest all the same. I love everybody, you guys, but you know my slogan. I don't like everyone, but I love everybody. I'm a very militant black bitch. I sure the fuck am pro-black. Yeah. And I, for one, have witnessed the struggle being a black woman, dark-skinned woman, and I always emphasize that because you get treated differently when you're black based on your melanin. If you believe that to be a lie, nigga, you're lying to your fucking self. True story. I can only tell it as it is. I've been black a very long time. I've been dark-skinned a very long time. I can tell you, it's a different way you're treated as a black person when you're dark versus when you are of a lighter complexion. So I'll say this, I do hope that this act that Robert is speaking of gets passed, and that we get an equal start on the playing field, because we've never really had an equal start on a playing field. We just haven't. And it's very unfair. It's been unfair. And the little that they do give us ain't enough. Stop the breadcrumbing. All right? Niggas is hungry. Give us our fucking meals. You heard? Thought I'd leave y'all with that information. Y'all can sit on that and, you know, dwell on it if you will. Some shit's been going on in Miami as well. I know you guys are all aware of the building that collapsed in Miami. I'm going to get into that briefly in a little while. But since I'm still on entertainment, you guys know the feds indicted Pooh Shiesty, right? There's some shit, you guys. And this is where intellect should always supersede ignorance. This flashing money, this appearance to prove that you're better than the next person because you have more, you have money, you have this, you have that, can be more damaging than assisting in this image we so often try to project. It also says a lot about you as a person if you feel that these superficial things make you you. Because then that means if you don't have those things, then what? You ain't you anymore? You ain't the shit no more? Because you don't drive a Maserati, or you don't have a 100K on your neck, or you, if you don't have these things, are you lesser in value? I don't believe you are, but clearly many rappers and people of wealth believe that, and you can tell that they believe that. Just by the way they go so hard to prove to you and the rest of the world that they have what you don't have, or they have something that you value as being success that deals with materialistic gains of some sort. Well, there was an alleged shooting and robbery in outside of Bay Harbor Island Hotel, and Pooh Shiesty has been indicted with that shooting and robbery. So his real name is Lontrell Williams. He's 21 years of age, and he's currently being held in federal custody, in which he made his first Miami federal court appearance on Tuesday. That was the 29th of June. The charges, you guys, are discharging a firearm during a violent crime, conspiracy, and robbery under a law regulating commerce. Now, although he's been charged and freed on bond in Miami-Dade State Court, Earlier this month, he was put back in jail on a whole separate charge over the alleged shooting of a security guard at the King of Diamonds strip club on Memorial Day. So it's like, dude, you already hot, my nigga. You already got shit going on with you. Why in the fuck would you continue to put yourself in more complicated situations? What are you proving here? Baby, you 21. What are you doing? This shit sad. Sad it is. So in the latest case that Williams is charged with, he's not charged alone. He's charged with two other men, Bobby Brown and Jaden DeRosa. So according to the complaint, the three of them in October arranged to buy some marijuana and some high-end athletic sneakers, as they address it as the news, folks. I can't. So they went to buy these sneakers from two men at the Landon Hotel. And during the deal, I don't know what prompted this to happen, but Williams and Brown shot the two men, one in the hip, the other in the rear end, according, you guys, to the complaint. Now, unbeknownst to either them and everyone else at the time, the robbery was captured on video surveillance. William used a Draco subcompact machine gun and, quote, never paid either victim for the shoes or the marijuana. This is nasty, you guys. And I say that to say, you know, you're a whole artist. You're not a starving artist. What the fuck did you need to do all that for? Investigators found the Louis bag that fell out of the McLaren. Now, that was actually the vehicle that Pusheisty rented when they pulled up to the scene to meet with those two gentlemen. Now, in this Louis bag, they contained $40,000 with photos of Pusheisty on Instagram of himself with several long rifles and just an abundance of money, all $100 bills. One of the bills in the bag had the same serial number as the one depicted on Instagram. Here we go. You see, and this is why I tell people, some people be so smart, they fucking stupid, my nigga. You getting money. What you doing all this for? What you doing all this for? Unless maybe you ain't really getting money. I don't know. But this was ignorant as fuck, my nigga. This was ignorant as fuck. Also on the Instagram account, there seems to be him featured posing with the same green McLaren. How about that? This is just nasty, y'all. If you have been blessed to be in a situation that allows you to have more than what you used to have, in his case, he's an artist, doing dumb shit like this is almost you get what you give type of energy, my nigga. Because what are we doing robbing, shooting anybody for things that you were willing to purchase and you didn't even purchase? Like, do y'all not know how this universe works? Clearly, some people don't. Well, karma hits quick. She ain't never lost the address. You heard? You could be mad at my truth and what I say, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's still the fucking truth. With that being said, you guys, let me get ready to give y'all some of these URL battles, because I know my URL fans that fuck with battle rap as hard as I fuck with battle rap is like, Cole, you slacking. When you're macking. Nah, I ain't slacking. Bitch has been super busy and You know, guys, I got a lot going on. It's, you know, I love doing this for you guys. I love doing it for me. It's very therapeutic, just to say the least, about what it is I do. But I do a lot of different shit. Like, I can't sit still. I'm always trying to involve myself in something that's passionate to me. I also, you know, do have a day job, people. I am a paralegal. And just got goals, and I try to balance my life out. My mom, you know the drill. You know what it is. And it's just me doing all this shit. I don't have a team of people. I don't have a fancy studio where I have engineers and all kind of people helping me. No, I don't have that. I have me, my talent, my passion, spirit, Jesus, and God. We get it done. So I do this because this is actually what I like to do. So you guys, I always tell you, it's never going to be something that is organized in a sense, because I am very unpredictable. So shall anything that I do. And so should the people I attract. They should be equally as unpredictable as my unpredictable ass. So with that being said, you guys, I want to show you guys mucho love, and I will return with your URL battles if that's what you so choose to want to hear. Check that next episode out, next segment. Okay? Enjoy your day. Stay loyal to those who are loyal to you. You heard? Also, if you got to cut some people out, I don't give a fuck how long you known them. Stop mindfucking yourself and just cut these people out. It gets greater later once these niggas ain't your anchor. For real though. Later, you guys.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.